Hello, I'm Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
And I'm Senior Stockings.
And this week, we'll be talking about tossing with mechanical devices,
comfort in Cardiff,
the confusing Christmas season,
and continuing into the new year.
Welcome to Backseat Coaches,
the Winter Classic.
He strokes it in. There it is. There's the win.
It's Christmas.
It's Noddy Holder. Ben's impression of the week.
New jingle.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yep.
From your favourite backseat coaches.
And your least favourite podcasters.
I was going to say your least favourite backseat coaches, because we are the only ones.
And that means we're going to do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, we've brought in games, we've brought in board games.
Oh, you can bring in one toy.
I've brought in 10. Screw you, teacher.
Because it's your house.
Yeah, all my toys are here already.
So,
I'm playing with my cars on the carpet.
Because it's going... we pick those up and do some podcasting. So we're just going crazy.
Yep.
And as an excuse to get some wrestling names in.
Yep, so to get in the mood, in the Christmas mood, by doing some wrestling.
We're going to do WWE.
Hooray.
Sports.
WWE brackets S. Give it its full title.
We're going to do that first this week.
Yay.
Backseat Coaches presents WWE
brackets S.
So, I have four festive wrestling names for you.
Oh, excellent.
Last week...
I've worn my spandex in preparation.
What, you always wear your spandex?
Yeah, I know, but it was all in preparation for this moment.
Last week, you were the Incredible Bulk.
I was.
And
I still am.
I was going to say, you've filled that name out well.
As well as my belly.
So you can stick with that.
Yep.
Still quite apt.
Okay. Rude.
Or you can take one of these festive options.
First fun. It's a crazy German.
The first one.
Yep.
Father Quickmas.
I see.
Because you're quick like a cat.
Not thoroughly accurate. I'm slow like a cat.
Because you sleep
lazy
a lot.
Lazy cat.
Like a cat.
Yeah. Okay.
So maybe not feeling well.
Put that on the back burner.
Santa Jaws.
Why? Because I got metal teeth.
You could do.
I could do, you're right. I don't. People haven't seen me, so maybe I have.
So it sounds like the answer to a terrible joke.
Santa Jaws, yeah, that's true. What's the worst James Bond villain?
This is my personal favourite.
My crackers.
Jingle All the Mayhem.
Okay, I see. That's good in like a wrestling sense. I like that.
Yeah,
yeah, I can see that.
Or finally, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, that's good. I like that. I'm going to be that one, because that's awesome. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Very good. And I'm keeping that one for the rest of the year.
It's our last podcast.
That's true for the rest of the year. I've got three for you as well, because I actually wrote some this week. So the first one is the Ginger Nutcase.
Oh, I see we have done that.
Yeah, see, ginger nuts, kind of Christmassy. It's also because you're a big fan of biscuits. Nothing to do with your hair colour. I don't know why you jumped to that conclusion.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, but I can see it in your ginger eyes.
Your dirty ginger eyes.
Oh, it's going to a weird place. Okay, you could also be Senor Stockings.
Oh, I like that one.
Because you insist on recording in tights and nothing else, and it's disgusting. Or, on a similar note to mine, actually, you could be the Red-Nosed Ruffian, because you're an alcoholic.
I just like saying senor.
Senor. So yeah, you're going to be Senor Stockings?
Yeah.
Yes, Senor Stockings. Excellent. Okay, what have you got, Senor Stockings?
So, on a very slightly Christmas-related theme.
I knew when you found it, you were like, this has got the word Christmas in it.
Once. So, for this week's WWE bracket sports.
Bracket sports.
We're going to Manitou Springs, Colorado. Yep. Colorado?
Colorado.
Colorado.
Going to Colorado.
USA. For their annual fruitcake toss.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's kind of Christmassy. Fruitcake's Christmassy.
And moreover, it was instigated by Michelle Carvel after observing that friends never seem to want to eat the fruitcakes they received at Christmas.
Fruitcakes.
Oh. It didn't specify her fruitcakes, but the fruitcakes they received.
Subtext, isn't it?
From her.
Poor Michelle. Is that her name, Michelle?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Michelle.
So, she invented a competition. And so, in 1996 was the first great fruitcake toss.
Was it great, though? Mediocre.
I imagine the first one wasn't great.
Yeah, exactly. You have to build up to these things.
But it was held.
Yes. Okay.
That is true.
What year did you say? 96?
Yes.
Yeah. 90s. Boom time, wasn't it? You could afford to chuck away fruitcake in those days.
Yeah, just lob them about.
Yeah, chuck it away. We've got caviar to eat.
It's held every January. Uh-huh. So hold on to your...
It's around Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah, hold
I
on.
I guess, yeah, by that, it would go stale by then. So you wouldn't be
fruitcakes
able to eat
never it. Go stale, don't
no, they don't really, do they? They last a long time. That's why people made them.
Fun fact.
Yeah, fun Christmas fact.
The world record was set in 2013 at 415 feet.
Oh, feet, okay.
I don't know what that is in new monies.
110 metres.
That's
like that.
Pretty far, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not bad. Good effort. Oh, no, wait, that's wrong. That's wrong. I've got that completely wrong. It's 130 metres. Yeah, probably about 135 metres. Pretty good.
That is.
I couldn't chuck it that far. I can't chuck anything that far, I don't think.
That includes the roll.
What? So, a bread roll as well?
So, yeah, so, it lands
you can
and
chuck
rolls.
It and, so, it's where it ends.
Yeah.
Is it on flat? I assume it's on
it's
flat
downhill.
Land. Downhill. So, they've just tipped it off a hill.
It's on a flat, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It was first carried out in a sports field, like a school sports field.
To bring it back to sports.
It's a real sport.
Yeah. Shifty eyes.
World record set in 2013. Mm-hmm. The winner, Joe Jean Jacquet.
Say again.
Or Joe Jean.
Joe
Jacquet.
Jean Jacquet, is what you're saying.
Is known to store his, or to use fruitcakes that have been stored in a freezer for 6 years.
What? Why? Does it make them denser so they fly better?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Bounce more?
Are they still frozen when he throws them?
I would...
Does he use them to
they are,
like, knock
they
out
are
his opponents?
Inspected before the competition.
Ooh.
So I don't...
Inspected for what, though?
They're inspected...
Yep, it's fruitcake, all right. Wait, what's this?
They're inspected for any foreign objects that might make them hard enough to injure spectators. Frozen would be
that,
hard enough to injure a spectator.
That's literally what I was thinking. He might be trying to take out his opponents, is what I thought.
Well, yeah. They're onto your sort.
Yeah. We've seen you coming.
There was a separate contest launched for mechanical devices.
Okay.
However, it led to the whole event being cancelled in 2014 because cakes were being sent into residential areas.
For a second, though, I thought you were going to say space.
At one in 2013, its distance was recorded unknown.
What did they use to throw it?
Apparently, NASA has entered devices.
No, no, they haven't.
Rockets, can only assume.
That's brilliant.
So it was cancelled in 2014, however, returned in 2015 with only hand tosses allowed.
Just like this podcast.
The distance competition is clearly everybody's favourite, but there are also accuracy competitions.
Oh, okay, like darts.
Yes,
nice.
Exactly. Like
Do they
darts.
Make them into like dart shapes? They stick into the board.
I guess you could bring your own.
With bits of metal in it.
Most accept that a javelin-like technique is best.
Oh, for the distance.
For the distance.
Right. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
But people do try, like, discus.
Discus, shot put.
Yeah.
Shot put would be rubbish. There'd be no roll to it, would it?
Yeah.
Up and down.
That's the problem, no roll. Yeah. So yeah, that's the fruitcake toss every January, Manitou Springs.
Superb.
I wouldn't recommend it though, because town's full of fruitcakes.
Oh, he's put his shades on again.
You know, you get into January and people start feeling a little blue and everything. It's not uncommon. And a couple of them had gotten some fruitcake, I guess, for Christmas presents. And they didn't really know what to do with them because they really didn't like fruitcake. And on a lark, truly, they're just sitting around the office and said, you know, why don't we just go down to the local park and toss them? Let's see if we can throw these things and how far we can throw them. And that's how it began.
Wow.
And then people started watching that they were doing it. And it just turned into, hey, maybe we should do this at an event every year. And here we are 18 years later.
Wow.
Seeing it is Christmas, I've brought a quiz, but it's an easy quiz because I thought it'd be in the spirit of sort of the season. I thought it'd be nice for us to get some right answers for a change.
Hooray!
Easy quiz, easy quiz, it's an easy quiz.
We're going to go for, well, it's 12 questions. We're going to go for 12 out of 12. We're going to shoot for the stars because we should get it because it's a CBeebies quiz. So, or CBBC. CBBC, not CBeebies. CBeebies would be like, far too what easy. Is sport?
That's tough.
Ooh, that's a really that's tough deep. philosophers, all the CBBS philosophers out there. Okay, we're gonna go. We're gonna work together because we don't know the answer to the. Well, we probably will know the answers, but we don't. We haven't done the quiz, so yeah, we're doing it on the website. Question one then is. Oh, okay, so it's broken up into months. Okay, so this is the 2018 big quiz of the year. So January was the World Darts Championship. What is the highest possible score using three darts? A toughie to start.
180!
That's right, Eric Bristow. Let's put it in. It is 180.
Hooray!
Yay, put the dings in.
And what's that got to do with the World Darts? Well, obviously it's got to do with the World Darts Championship.
What's it got to do with darts?
It's not exactly a question about this year's sports.
It's not, no.
They didn't change it this year, did they?
Maybe. This is the first year you've been allowed to use three. So, yeah, that was an interesting first question. But anyway, February, Winter Olympics, which I very much enjoyed. I'm glad to be taken back there now. Which of these is not a sport at the 2018 Pyeongchang Winter Olympics? This is a lot tougher, I think. Biathlon, ice football, or skeleton? It's not that tough, actually, now that I've thought about it. Now that I've read the answers.
I was like, am I missing something here?
They always play ice football, aren't they? Ice skates. Oh, it's popped again. Oh, poop. Okay, ice football. Yes, correct. So we are 2 for 2. Okay, March, Six Nations Rugby Championship.
Ooh.
Which country was added to the Five Nations to become the Six Nations Championship in the year 2000? Italy, France, or Ireland?
It was Italy.
It was indeed. I never watched it when it was the Five Nations, did you? I'm not old enough.
I did.
I didn't really like rugby until
and
we won the
Scotland
World Cup.
Still came last then.
Did they? Just the same as now, nothing has changed.
That's why they added Italy.
Well, can we not have somebody who can be worse than us, please? April, Commonwealth Games. Which of these sports is currently in the Commonwealth Games, but not in the Olympic Games?
Ooh.
Badminton, squash, or triathlon?
I know this.
You know this. Yeah. I think it's squash.
It is squash.
Yeah, because I remember us talking about this before. That's quite a tough question, though. I don't think everyone would get that. But a lot of people have. It's given us percentages. 14 thought it was badminton and 13 thought it was triathlon.
Idiots.
Most people thought it was squash. I don't think I would have known that had we not talked about it. So
I can't remember why we spoke about it.
I don't think we talked about it on the podcast.
We didn't speak about... okay.
It was just like I one of our random conversations, yeah. Which we don't have many of, Renry. Most of it's recorded these days. May, the FA Cup final. Feels like summer, doesn't it? It's FA Cup final. With 13 FA Cup victories, this football team has won the trophy more than any other? Arsenal, Liverpool, or Manchester City? It's not City.
It's not Liverpool.
Yeah, I think it's Liverpool. Arsenal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was Arsenal.
It's the one thing Wenger's good at.
Yeah. Liverpool won the league most, haven't they, I think? Is that right? Or have United got
it? I think
it now?
United have it. Do they?
Liverpool used to be. Arsenal it was indeed. We are 5 for 5.
Ooh.
This is such a good feeling. 100%. June. Oh, this is actually quite a tough one. The World Cup. How many football matches will be played in the 2018 World Cup in Russia? 64, 72, or 80?
Ooh, that's tough.
That is tough. There was 8 groups, I think, of 4 teams. How many games is that? That's 6 games per group, I think, isn't it? Everyone plays 3 times.
Yeah.
So everyone plays 3 times. You half it because they have to play somebody. So that's 6 in the group stage per group. Wait, I've taught myself running circles. 6 per group. So that's 48 in the group stage.
Yeah.
And then it was what? Last 16?
Last 16. Yeah.
Which is 8 games. How many did I say in the group games in the group stage?
42.
6 8s. 48.
48.
48. Plus 8 in the last 16. Too many numbers. Give me a calculator. 48 plus 8 is 56. Then there's quarterfinals.
Yeah.
Is that after last 16?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is 4 games. Semi-finals, which is 2 games. And the final and the third place, which is 2 games. So what's that? 2 plus 2 plus 4, so it's 8. Plus another 8. 16 plus 48 is 64.
Is 16 plus...
the group games.
Oh, right, yeah.
Is that
yeah.
right? 64? Should we go for 64? I'm sure this is great radio.
Need a pen and paper.
I know. I need to draw the brackets out. So there was how many? There was 48 in the group stages. 48 and then 56 with the last 16.
Yeah.
Then it's quarterfinals. So 60, 62, 64. 64.
Yeah.
Locking it in. Final answer. It was 64. I was really worried we were going to get that wrong then. After all that. 64. A lot of people got that wrong, but that's because a lot of kids can't do maths, isn't it?
We're just
a little bit better than kids. I don't know.
I'd hope so.
But a lot more years to work out how to do maths. July, the Wimbledon Tennis Championships.
Oh.
What do people traditionally eat at Wimbledon?
People.
Weirdly, that's down to 3. No, it's not. Cookies and cream, mince pies and cream, strawberries and cream. I'm just going to tick strawberries and cream. We're not going to fuck around on that one. Easy.
64 strawberries and creams.
64 strawberries and creams, please. That's what I had when I went to Wimbledon. August, the European Sports Championships. Is that what it's called?
It was this year, the European Sports Championships.
Oh, of course. It was different
sports.
This year, wasn't it? Yeah. This is like the multi-athletics thing. Ah, that's interesting. I've learned something today. The first ever European multi-sport event takes place in 2018, and it will have 2 host cities. One of them is Berlin. Where is the second? Glasgow, Munich, or Paris?
Glasgow.
I think it was Glasgow, yeah.
Because we did a trip up there, didn't we, for this podcast?
Oh, that's right, yeah. We recorded live from Glasgow.
Listen back for that episode. You'll have to listen to them all to find it.
Yeah, that's right. That was... September. The Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup is a golf tournament.
True.
where players from Europe compete against players from which other country? Russia, the United States, or Australia? It'd be fun to see them play against Russia. Is there any Russian golfers? I don't know any. I've never even heard a Russian golfer, I don't think.
No, can't be trusted. Can't be trusted with the sticks.
Doping cheats. Just Russian turns up with massive arms, driving like 1,000 yards. The United States. Where are we? How many is that? 9. We're 9 from 9. So exciting. October, the Gymnastics World Championships.
Oh.
Which of these sports stars is not a gymnast? This first one sounds like one I've made up. Amy Tinkler. Claudia Frangipani. Or Bianca Walkden.
Oh.
Now, Claudia Frangipani, I know. She was on the Strictly Come Dancing. She is a gymnast.
She is, yes.
Amy Tinkler sounds like a joke name, so I don't know. I've heard the name Bianca Walkden, but I don't know what she does.
Gymnastics?
I hope so. Are we going to go for the Tinkler? And are we going to go Amy Tinkler in this question?
I need to go for a Tinkler.
You should have gone before we started the podcast. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Take it to Tinkle Town.
Yeah.
Tinkle all the way. It was Bianca Walkden.
Oh no.
She is a Taekwondo athlete. That's why we've heard of her. Amy Tinkler and Claudia Frangipani are both Team GB gymnasts. God damn it.
We've been tinkled.
God damn it, Amy Tinkler. She's going to have to come on the podcast and apologise. November, end of the 2018 Formula One season. How many times has Lewis Hamilton won the Formula One championship? 2, 3, or 4 times?
4 times.
4 is now. But before November, it was 3. That's how maths works, kids, if you're listening.
Trick question.
December, Sports Personality of the Year. Listen back to our golden own goal last week to see who we thought was supposed to win. Wait, yeah, no, that's right. It's not come out yet at the time of recording. It will have come out by the time they hear this. Time is confusing
me. What? Who we thought should have won in 2019.
My tenses are going all over the place. Who won the BBC Sports Personality of the Year in 2017? Anthony Joshua, Mo Farah, Harry Kane. It was Mo, wasn't it?
It was, finally Mo.
Mo, but in the year when he didn't win things, wasn't it?
Yep.
He didn't win anything that year. No, he did win, didn't he? But he lost his final race, that's right. It was Mo Farah, who retired from professional running in 2017 after winning his final 3,000-metre race at the Birmingham Grand Prix in August. He hasn't actually retired from professional racing though, has he?
No, just track racing.
Yeah, he does professional marathon running now, right? So, this quiz is a liar. So, when it says that we got 11 out of 12, it's lying. 11 out of 12. Well, it's still the best any of us have ever done in one of our quizzes.
In one of somebody else's quizzes.
I'm going to take it as a victory.
Easy quiz, it's an easy quiz.
Christmas is a time for reflection as well as sort of merriment, isn't it?
Looking back. Soul searching.
Yeah, looking back and thinking, what have I done this year? And what I've done this year is write a lot of jingles. So
what I've done is not listen to them.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's hurtful, but it works well for this game because, well, it's not a game, but it's we're going to just play the jingles and talk about them because Ben hasn't heard them. And what I want you to do for some of them is try and remember what the game was, because I'm not sure I remember a lot of the games, even though I edit them and listen to them quite a bit. I'm not sure I remember what they all are, so you can try and have a go at that as well. So we're going to do a little bit of Jingle All The Way.
It's been a long year, it's almost Christmas Day. Boz has written jingles, so let's jingle all the way.
In at number 15, for its 25th week, it's the one that started them all, Team of the Week.
Team of the Week.
Also recording an epic 6 months on the chart, Who Looks Like What?
Who does he look like and what does he do? Who looks like what?
At number 13, we've got an upbeat classic, Why Do We Watch Sport?
Why do we watch sport?
At number 12, the faux Eastern theme of the Asian Games, Is He or Isn't He?
Is he or isn't he?
And at number 11, we've got a relative newcomer with Money Matters. It's Money Matters with Ben and Buzz. What did you think of our first five?
Oh, they're all very good, aren't they? Staples.
Staples. They're all reusable ones, those ones, really. Apart from Izzy, isn't he? They're all just the little short ones that...
How do you think Izzy or isn't he went down with our Asian listeners?
Our Asian market? Brilliantly, I reckon. Okay. We're getting into the big boys now. Into the top 10. At number 10, the Halloween game that was not scary whatsoever, Trick or Tweet.
Footballers on their phones, tweeting up a storm, singing it's Halloween, let's play Trick or Tweet.
Much more scary at number 9, recollections to give you nightmares, it's Bad Memories.
Stuff of nightmares makes me sad. Bad memories, bad memories.
And at number 8, the only cover version on this year's chart, How Many Can She Buy?
She's rich, she's got lots of money, she likes to buy some things that she don't need, but how many can she buy?
What did you think of our first three of the top 10?
They are very good. I've got to say, How Many Can She Buy is one of my favourites.
Yeah, that was a very early one.
It was.
It was like maybe episode 4, was that? I think it was episode 4, we got really silly.
We got really silly. Yeah.
But that was How Many Can He Buy. So I had to do a cover version for this one.
And the one before that, number 9?
Bad Memories.
That was when we're... That was just our...
from the bonus episode.
Yeah.
Yeah,
where we spoke about just why we watch sport.
Yes. Yeah, it was... what was the other one we did? Why Do We Watch Sport? It was from that as well.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's just little... There were little jingles for those just little sections of our life, basically, wasn't it?
And number 10 was number 10?
Number 10 was Trick or Tweet.
Yes.
The Halloween game that wasn't scary because it didn't come out on Halloween. We recorded it on Halloween.
Was that guessing... Which footballer had tweeted?
Yes, that was it.
I remember it.
Not related to Halloween in the slightest.
No, but we'd been wanting to do it for ages, so we just tried to wedge it in.
Let's just put it in. And then you came with a Trick or Tweet, and I was like, yeah, that's brilliant.
Well,
it's not brilliant, but...
I guess maybe we should go into a little bit how we come up with the games. Quite often, I will come up with a title for a game, and then we have to try and design a game around it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's your way of working. Mine's the opposite. I come up with a game and I never have a title, so you have to come up with it on the fly.
And they're always the best.
Number 7. At 7, down 3 and lacking a little spice, it's Deontay Wilder. Number 6, what you'll be saying after you've heard it, oh the inhumanity.
Welcome to my cave of knowledge, you'll need wits to survive. Can you guess who I'm describing? Oh, the inhumanity.
At number 5, probably the most offensive jingle on our charts, What's in a Name?
Call him a rose, call her a hooker, who smells as sweet as what's in a name?
Okay.
Some classic games in there.
Some classic games.
I like how you found yourself a backup singer for Deontay Wilder.
Yeah, I've brought in a session musician to do that.
That's our budget gone. That's all next year's budget gone.
I spent a tenner. I've got nothing left. I did the backing vocals for that one as well. I've started to branch out a little bit, so I'm just doing everything now.
for however many piece orchestra.
Yeah, exactly. I do all the instruments. I write the theme tune. Sing the theme tune.
I'm not sure which one it is in. I'm sure I heard a harmonica or accordion in there.
Probably, yeah. 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 I'll explain. I've got one big bit of MIDI software that just does all kinds of instruments, so I just pick a different one each week.
Oh, you've ruined the magic.
I've just got a room full of bloody instruments that I can't play.
Which, what other games do we have in there?
So, number seven.
The Inhumanity.
Oh, The Inhumanity.
Oh, a very good game.
I think that was probably my favourite game I've ever written.
Yeah, and a very good theme tune. Dark.
A little bit dark, isn't it? Yeah, a little bit sort of spooky.
Bit mastermindish.
A little bit, yeah. And it felt mastermindy, didn't it, the game as well?
Because oh, yeah. But it happened to be my specialist subject.
What did you think of number five? What's in the name?
Yeah.
Do you remember the game of that one?
What's in a name?
Yeah.
I don't.
That was the silly names game where I found silly names sports people like Destiny Hooker.
Yes. And I had to guess whether they're real or made up names.
Or fake. Yeah. And Destiny Hooker was real. So yes. That's why she was allowed to be used. Otherwise, it would be really rude. Okay, moving on. A new entry, straight in at number four. Do you like jumping pigs? It's Tom Brady's Record Shop.
Do you like jumping pigs or do you like hip-hop? Out away with a place for you right here, Tom Brady's Record Shop.
Number three, an ode to the oldies. Don't write it off as lame. It's a young man's game.
He's not over the hill, don't ride him off as lame. He's just a little old, and it's a young man's game.
There we go.
They're both very good. They could both be off the third album. The difficult third album.
That's rude. That means they're bad. Those are both relatively recent ones.
They are, yeah.
I think I've gotten more and more ambitious as time has gone on.
It's working.
It's sort of, yeah.
We did talk about jumping pigs.
That's true, yeah. I put it in the title. Did you like that it was about jumping pigs or hip-hop? So, we've got both markets covered.
I can't remember the hip-hop question.
No, there wasn't a hip-hop question. I just wanted people to come into the record shop. I don't know, I just couldn't think of another thing to rhyme with shop, so I put hip hop. And the other one was about the old people. Do you remember what that game was?
Was it essentially another true or false one?
No, it was who was older when they retired.
I was good at that game until I started second guessing myself.
Yeah, you started playing me instead of the game. That was the mistake.
I was good at the game. I was not good at you.
You're not good at all. I've said that multiple times. Okay, number two. This is what people have all tuned in to listen to. Who gets to the top? But they know what's missing. They know, because they've listened to every episode. Haven't you listened to every episode? They know what's coming. Number two, reminding us of football is all about money, and more than anything else, pounds win prizes.
If you have money, you can win the Premier League. If you don't, then you can piss off. Spend your money, success ain't cheap. Prizes.
What do you think? You can piss off.
I think there's only one thing I can think. Very good.
You better add, do.
So this was the game where we looked at the average player wage per Premier League team.
Yeah.
With a spreadsheet.
With your spreadsheet, yeah, which I'm sure everyone loved.
The game which took longer to explain than it did.
Than the whole episode was long.
Long.
Carry the two. Run around the house.
I spent longer coming up with an explanation for that game than you did on the theme tune.
That's probably true, to be fair. Yep. So, our Xmas number one, tipped by literally everyone that I've spoken to about it, all two of them, it's DJ Bozzy Jeff and Fresh Ben with the Nations League quiz.
Nations League quiz. Nations League quiz. Nations League quiz. Nations League quiz. Nations League quiz. Nations League quiz. Nations League quiz. I can see why it's top.
Obviously. I mean, it's the only one you've ever appeared on, so... Yeah, it's the only time I've ever nicked a bit out of the episode and put that as, like, used that as the hook for the song.
Just speaks to people.
I can see what they mean. The vocals, they're just top-notch, aren't they?
It's got a deeper meaning in there as well. Like, if you could listen to it time and time again and learn something new about...
yourself,
yeah.
The world... Yeah, it's got like feelings and emotions in it. It's just a great track. Isn't it a great track?
It is. And there's something for everyone in all of those jingles, I feel.
Yeah.
There's a bit of techno, dubstep.
Yeah. No hip hop yet, apart from like in the lyrics. Maybe I'll have to do a rap one in the new year.
Rap, I've got a bit R&B. More
time. Rap ones take a long time, though, because you have to write quite a lot for such a short period of time to rap.
And maybe a little bit of classical.
Oh, yeah. There's strings on some of them.
There are,
the strings on this last one that I've got. This is the one that gets an honourable mention because it does not belong on this chart because it's horrible. It's horrible to listen to, but I'll put it in anyway. This is Halloweeners and Losers, which was our awful name for a quiz.
I could see why that would go in the Halloween episode.
Yeah, because it's horrible. Trying to scare people off.
Sounds like something you'd do in like music class in like, year 9.
Yeah, when you're trying to like piss off your music teacher. Look what I can do, teacher. Blung, 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 blung. Halloween, blung, 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 blung. Do a wolf howl, do a wolf howl.
A special mention for no good reason.
Yeah, just because I think it's silly.
So can I get those on a CD?
Strangely, you can. We're going to bring them out on a new compact disc. And where do you think we can find it?
You can find it at all good Tom Brady record stores.
Of course you can.
It's been a long year. It's almost Christmas Day. Boz has written jingles, so let's jingle all the way.
As it's Christmas.
Yep.
We're going to treat ourselves to another quiz.
Another quiz. Two in a week. Indulgent.
And we've named this Hard Quiz.
Hard League Quiz.
Hard Quiz. Hard Quiz. Hard Quiz. It's such a hard quiz. Hard Quiz. Hard quiz, it's such a hard quiz.
You found this on Fun Trivia.
I did.
And it's posted by Spanish Liz.
Oh, Spanish Liz.
Hola.
Hola, Spanish Liz. My impression of the week.
It's Boz's impression of the week. Just you and him.
Which is Boz's alter ego.
So don't be surprised if we get 10 out of 10. I don't think we're going to, because some of these are hard.
It seems very North American
it
bias.
It is, yes.
And it's hard quiz, because it's hard to read.
Yeah, it's long.
These questions are long.
Yeah.
So,
giving you a task, haven't I?
Good pay attention. Glasses.
Yeah. Take notes.
Yeah, make notes. Let's just get straight into it.
Yeah, let's go.
Number one. Fans of North American college football.
Yep.
That's us.
That's us.
Have plenty of games to enjoy over the Christmas holiday season.
That's right, we do.
And we will. With a schedule that runs from mid-December until well into January.
Diggity dog.
I still haven't seen the question.
No, these are just facts.
There were not always this many games.
Oh, okay.
But in 1924, a game played on Christmas Day resulted in a 20-7 win for the University of Southern California Trojans over the Missouri Tigers.
Jesus Christ, Spanish Liz, get to the point.
So?
Yeah.
What city gave its name to the Christmas Bowl played that year?
Okay.
So was that the Christmas Bowl?
It sounds like it.
Or was there another game?
Oh.
The year that the University of Southern California Trojans beat the Missouri Tigers.
This is all just a bit,
also that year.
This has all just been a complete ruse.
Also that year, in swimming.
Spanish Liz, you need to learn to write. Okay, so I'm assuming it's that game, right? It's got to be, isn't it?
Yeah, so University of Southern California.
Okay.
Against
SoCal.
Missouri.
Missouri. What's in Missouri?
So there are four options.
Oh, okay, yeah.
San Diego. New Orleans.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
Okay.
Los Angeles.
Three of those are in California.
I guess New Orleans is in Missouri.
Is it?
Yeah. It's around there.
Yeah, maybe. I thought New Orleans was by the coast, though. Isn't Missouri, like, Midwest? Yeah, I don't know either. That shrug told me everything and was really useful on an audio podcast.
I think it was San Francisco.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon so. It'd be nice and warm, wouldn't it?
Let's click that.
Yeah.
And I'm told nothing.
Oh, yeah, we don't know until the end. Okay, so we're going to do all the answers and we'll tell you the right answers at the end.
Hopefully.
Yeah, maybe. It'll just tell us a score and like try again.
Number two.
Yeah.
December in Northern Europe has never provided weather that is ideal for motor racing. But between 1993 and 2001, fans were treated to an indoor competition that featured favourite drivers from many disciplines of the sport. What were drivers with names like Schumacher, Prost...
This is badly written.
Franchitti.
Yeah.
And Villeneuve driving at Paris-Bercy in those years.
Okay.
All-terrain vehicles.
Okay.
Motorcycles. Carts. Yeah. Bicycles.
I was going to say bicycles as a joke. That can't be right, surely. Where did you say it was?
It was...
Scan through that question again for me.
Paris-Bercy. Paris-Bercy.
What's that?
I don't know. It's Paris-Bercy.
Ooh. So like a bit of Paris, maybe?
Maybe an indoor...
Oh, yeah. It might be the venue.
An indoor venue that stretched between Paris and Berlin.
Ooh. That'd be long.
Yep.
So it wouldn't be bikes. It'd be a long bike.
You might need all-terrain vehicles.
Could be. It's all indoors, though. Why would you do all-terrain vehicles indoors?
That's true.
Well, I guess indoors is a terrain as well.
So
maybe they're putting them through their paces. Can you do stairs? Carpet?
Laminate?
It's done all-terrains. I don't know. I can't throw anything else at it. Sink?
It's got to be carts, hasn't it?
I reckon
so. Go-karts.
Yeah, it's got to be carts. They all come from go-karting, don't they? Those like, yeah. Formula One drivers, generally.
Not like, because shopping trolleys are called carts in America.
Ooh, that's a good point. I would also pay to watch that. Michael Schumacher in a trolley.
You'd have to pair up.
Yeah, you would. It'd be like a joint race.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you could, like... put a steering wheel on the front so that you were, the person in the car was doing the front wheels and the person pushing the car was doing the back wheels. That'd be great fun.
And you get DRS.
Where the trolley, the handle just goes up a bit.
Okay, so we're going with carts.
Yeah, karting, I reckon.
Question three. Oh, a shorter one.
Hey.
What UK city has been the venue for the event sometimes billed as the best equestrian Christmas party since 1907?
Bloody
so it's
hell.
Sometimes billed as the best equestrian Christmas party. Other years,
it's not that good. There's better ones actually this year. There's a good one going on in Kensington.
So when it says sometimes, that could be once.
Yeah, in 1907 and never again.
Four options: Birmingham,
yeah,
Edinburgh, London, Cardiff.
It can't be Birmingham.
No, horses wouldn't survive.
Exactly, they don't have horses here, they eat them.
Yeah, so they'd be putting kebab shops.
Would and are.
So Edinburgh has a big horsey scene, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Where all the horses go for their nights out.
Yeah, I reckon. Lots of hills.
I reckon Edinburgh. They've got a...
What was the other one? Cardiff.
London and Cardiff.
I don't think it'd be Cardiff.
No.
They need the horses to get around. They don't have Cardiff.
They wouldn't be able to have a pie. Drink driving.
No. We'll go back to Neath tonight, I have. On my horse. yeah, go on. Let's go Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. That is not yet clicked.
Click it.
It is
clicked. Do the clicking.
Oh, wait.
You unclicked it again. Clicked it too many times.
It's not computed before.
You keep like looking down to see what you're touching. Like a granddad.
Okay, question four. How many questions are there?
10, I think. Oh,
almost halfway.
Yeah.
Another long one. Let's go in.
Just really, really quickly.
A National Football League, NFL, game played on Christmas Eve, 1977. Featured a play that became known as the Ghost to the Post.
Okay.
A 42-yard pass by Ken Stabler to a player nicknamed the Ghost to set up a game-tying field goal. Who was the Ghost?
Ooh. This is cool because it might be like Charles Dickens.
Was it Casper Wells?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Red Grange.
Oh, that's boring.
Dave Casper.
You just made that one up.
And Kevin Casper.
Oh, I can see a theme here. I thought it was going to be better, like, there'd be like Harold Slimer or something.
Kevin Casper, that's Casper with a K.
Oh, okay.
So that
throws a spanner in the Casper.
Yeah. I don't know. It could be anyone.
What was the first one? Casper something.
Casper Wells.
I like that one. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'll get. Let's I
thought,
Casper
when,
Wells.
When you said Casper Wells, I thought it was going to be a really well-written question.
So we'll just, it's just say all Casper Caspers. Wells and end it there.
Yeah.
Oh, this has got a
I don't understand
good
the Red Grange one. Why is that a ghost?
Don't know.
Is that like a country song? Have you heard them country songs where there's someone driving a truck and then he's on like a CB radio and then he's talking to a ghost? There's loads of them.
What?
Country songs are crazy.
That's not like a motif, is it?
No, apparently there's loads of them. Or maybe it's just this one guy who did loads of them the same. But...
Well, got hit once.
I better do another ghost one. They expect it from me now.
That classic third album. Ghost tracks.
All ghosts, all the time.
All the ghosts, all the radios.
All different types of radios.
Question five.
Walkie-talkies.
Christmas Day, 1862.
Ooh, send the scene.
During the American Civil War.
Ooh.
Saw a competition in Hilton Head, South Carolina, between two teams made up of soldiers from New York regiments. What sport, with its Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, did they play? Lots of commas in this.
Yeah, lots of pauses for breath in that one. Many clauses to that one sentence.
So what sport did they play in 1862 during the American Civil War in Cooperstown, New York?
The Hall of Fame is in the Cooperstown, is that what it said?
Yes. The Hall of Fame is in Cooperstown. Competition was in Hilton Head, South Carolina.
I feel like if we were American, that would be a big giveaway, like knowing where the Hall of Fame of that sport was.
So if
it's not for me, I don't know. What are the options?
Lacrosse.
Ooh.
Cricket.
Ooh.
Baseball.
Yeah.
Soccer, football.
I would naturally say baseball.
Yeah.
I can't imagine
that. Maybe
the
they just went
fame...
crazy and tried tried their hand at cricket.
But do you think they have a Hall of Fame for cricket? I don't think so.
What sport?
Oh, I guess they probably do have a Hall of Fame for most things. They love Halls of Fame, don't they?
Yeah, but there might only be three people. Yeah. That might be the only thing in it.
Yeah, three people.
Who played in this Christmas Day test match.
Like three tiny little photos. When they say Hall of Fame, it's like someone's hall in their house.
I don't think it'd be lacrosse. You can't play lacrosse easily, like to find the sticks with the nets on the end.
Yeah, that's true. You wouldn't want to be carrying those around in your regimental packs, would
just
you?
Just on the off chance that the opposing
army were like, oh, we brought ours too.
And goals.
I don't even know how they play. Do they play like, is it the one with like massive, like 10-foot baskets?
No, it's like a small 5-a-side goal.
Oh, is it?
A little bit taller.
Okay. What's the one that where they have like the baskets up in the air?
Korfball.
Oh, is it? What do they use for korfball? They use the big lacrosse nets?
No, it's just like a ball, like a netball.
Oh. Okay.
I think, yeah.
Fair enough.
So I don't think it's lacrosse. Cricket?
I don't think it's cricket.
No. Baseball or football? I think football.
Do you?
Yeah, I think it's soccer. Because I don't think many Americans would go for that.
Yeah, that's true. If Spanish Liz is a trickster,
she's
going for. Yeah. I concur. I think it's baseball. I think baseball is the obvious option. But I'll concur that Spanish Liz is trying to trick us. Yeah. We'll go for football.
Okay. Soccer. Question six. What iconic... let me start again. Use my words. Mm-hmm. What iconic association football match... sorry, it's because you put soccer in there. It's turning all off. What iconic association football match was the subject of commemorative games and a website called Football Remembers in 2014?
Where did she put soccer in that sentence?
After football. So football,
oh, I see. Soccer. Bracket soccer.
Toronto Blizzard's first win.
Okay.
Resumption of league play in 1944. I don't think they had a league in 1944.
No, I was still during the war.
Christmas truce match of 1914.
That is a good shout.
Oh, wait, no. So this isn't in America.
No, this is UK, right?
Yeah.
So what's the Toronto thing then?
What iconic association football match was the subject of commemorative games and a website called Football Remembers in 2014?
It's got to be the 100 years of the Christmas football game, isn't it? Or is there one more option?
First Christmas of the Premier League. It's not that, is it?
No, that's earlier. Well, I mean, it wasn't 100 years from then. It's 100 years from the Christmas football game. It's got to be that.
Yeah, Christmas truce match.
Yeah.
Number seven.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning in 2012, the National Basketball Association allowed teams... Sorry, I burped.
Start the quiz again. Sorry, I was sick in my mouth. Too much eggnog.
That is drunk. Too much ginger beer.
Too many ginger nuts.
Number seven.
Yeah.
Beginning in 2012, the National Basketball Association allowed teams playing on Christmas Day to wear alternative uniforms. How did the 2014 Christmas uniforms differ from teams' normal attire? I like this question.
Because of the answers or because of the question?
It's a silly question.
It is a silly question.
I like it. Bells on shoes.
No, surely not. That'd have been so annoying.
Number 25 on every shirt.
Okay.
Santa hats. First names on back of jersey. Has to be bells on shoes or Santa hats.
I imagine it's going to be the last one, isn't it? The really boring one. All the rest are so fun. The last one with first names on their jersey.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be that. But what were the other ones?
Bells on shoes. Number 25 on every jersey. Santa hats. First name on back of jersey.
Or if we're saying which ones do I want it to be, it's bells on shoes.
I want it to be bells on shoes, so we're going bells on shoes.
I want them to sound like dogs. Or like driving dogs mental in the house.
Number eight.
Yeah.
Australian sports fans have not been disappointed at Christmas time over the years.
No.
Having the Boxing Day test match to amuse them.
Mm.
End of sentence.
End of question.
Which national side won all but one of the holiday cricket test matches held in Melbourne in the decade that began in the year 2000? India, South Africa, Australia, England.
Say it again.
Which national side won all but one of the holiday cricket test matches held in Melbourne in the decade that began in the year 2000?
So in the 2000s, which team won all but one of the ones held at Melbourne? Are they always held at Melbourne? I don't know about the Boxing Day test. Is it always held at Melbourne? Maybe.
Apparently,
I guess it must be, because otherwise it'd be a weird question.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be Australia, hasn't it?
Yeah. Australia.
Because how would...
I think essentially that question is, where is Melbourne?
And we've nailed it.
Number nine. I just want it to be over.
Please, number nine.
Number nine. Ski jumping's Four Hills tournament has long been a popular event during the Christmas season, starting in the week following that day and continuing into the new year.
I don't understand. I'm lost. What are you trying to say to me, Spanish Liz?
You know, when the Christmas season
Come on. Say what you're trying to say. I don't even know what you're laughing at. It's been here too long.
It's been a long year. So you know when the Christmas season starts?
No.
Well, the week...
You've killed him, Spanish Liz.
So, the week following that day...
What are you talking about?
That's the question.
I know, but what are you talking about?
So... We have to figure out when the Christmas season starts.
Okay, all right, that's the first part of the question.
And then starting in the week following that day and continuing into the new year, that's when Ski Jumping's Four Hills tournament is held.
So they mean the Christmas season of ski jumping? Is that what they mean?
Ski Jumping's Four Hills tournament has long been a popular event during the Christmas season. Starting in the week following that day and continuing into the new year. I don't know what's so funny. It's
what simple. Are you tripping up on? All right. What's the question?
Question mark. Which German jumper made history at the 2001-2002 tournament, which starts during the Christmas season, the day following the start of the Christmas season.
In the week following that.
By winning on all four individual hills.
All right.
Jens Weissflog.
Ooh, that's good. That's a good name.
Martin Schmidt.
Yeah, boring.
Sven Hannawald.
Hannawald, okay.
Or Dieter Thoma.
Interesting. Well pronounced as well. Especially the first one. Say the first one again.
Jens Weissflog.
Weissflog. I like him a lot. I feel like he could be like a German actor. Jens Weissflog. I want it to be him.
So you think German jumper that made history at the 2001-2002 Ski Jumping's Four Hills tournament, which has long been a popular event during the Christmas season, starting in the week following that day and continuing into the new year, was Jens Weissflog.
I think that about sums it up, yeah. I hope that's right now.
Number 10.
What a pointless question. I don't know any ski jumpers.
Well, it's not written just for you.
No, I know.
It's written for all the people who have long enjoyed the event during the Christmas season and starting...
the week after that. It's for people who don't really know what day it is. That's what it's for. Oh my God.
Number 10.
Okay.
Short question. The National Hockey League Winter Classic played on or about New Year's Day.
And for the weeks following.
And continuing into the new year.
Into the new year.
Is it an exhibition game, true or false?
Oh, what?
Is it even played?
Nobody knows, because I can't find out when it is.
It's not very well attended. Is it New Year's Day?
I don't know. It's around there. And into the weeks following. Is it an exhibition game, true or false? False. It's a regular season game. Why not?
Okay. Shall we submit the answers?
Submit my answers, please. And send them off to Spanish Liz for marking.
A few moments later.
So, answer one. We were wrong. It wasn't San Francisco. It was Los Angeles.
Of course it was.
There's a big explanation as well, but I'm not going to go to it. Not until we get to the last. Number two.
Yeah.
We answered carts.
Yeah.
And we were right.
Yes! That was easy.
Number three. What city has been the venue for the event sometimes billed as the best equestrian Christmas party since 1907?
Edinburgh.
It was London.
Of course it wasn't. I thought it might be London. They call everything the best thing in London, don't they?
So, question four. We were looking for the ghost. Who is the ghost?
Casper. Casper Jones.
It was a Casper.
Oh.
But not Casper Wells.
Our Casper.
It was Dave Casper. Good old
is
Dave.
Is it the one with a K?
No.
Crispy Casper.
Dave Casper with a C.
Oh. Well, at least it had Casper in it, but...
Question five. Looking for the sport played during the American Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
We went football.
Yep.
Oh, we should have gone with your instincts.
Oh.
It was, of course,
she's
baseball.
Not a trickster. She's not a good trickster, Spanish Liz. She's not as tricky as we are. We would have only done that question if it was a trick question.
What was being commemorated? We went Christmas Truce Match 1914,
yep.
And of course we were right.
Obviously. I guess this quiz is probably aimed at Americans, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
We still celebrate the armistice, well, not celebrate, but commemorate the armistice quite strongly in this country.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do so much in America, so... That's probably why that question would have been hard for other people.
Question seven. We were looking for how did the 2014 NBA jerseys or uniforms differ from normal attire?
Bells on shoes. Bells on shoes.
We all want it to be bells
of
on shoes.
Of course we do.
Everybody wants it to be
the
bells on shoes.
Heard around the world.
And of course it was first names on back of jerseys.
I knew it would be. How boring. How is that even fun? That's not Christmassy.
It's just so they remembered each other's names.
Oi, Dave. Tackle the ball, Dave.
Question eight. Where is Melbourne? The answer, of course, Australia.
What a stupid question that is. Who won the games that are held in Australia every year in Australia? Who else could it have been?
They're the only ones who played them all.
Yeah.
Number nine. We were looking for... the German ski jumper who made history in 2022 tournament by winning all four individual hills of ski jumping's four hills tournament, which has been a popular event during the Christmas season, starting in the week following that day and continuing all the way into the new year.
You're getting very good at reading that.
Sven Hannevold.
Oh, Sven. Come on, Vice Vlog. I support Vice Vlog from now on.
Doesn't give us a whole lot more about the tournament in the answer.
How could it? It's so comprehensive in the question.
42% of players answered correctly, though.
Yeah.
42% of players understood the question.
Yeah, and knew something about ski jumping, I guess.
Number 10.
Fair play.
NHL Winter Classic, played on or about New Year's Day. Doesn't matter.
Why? Why is it on or about? Why?
Is it an exhibition game? True or false? False. We got that one right. So we scored...
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. We scored 4 out of 10.
Hooray!
Which equates to 60 points.
Yay!
The average score for this quiz, 7 out of 10.
Oh.
Didn't we do well?
Didn't we do well? That about sums us up, doesn't it? Sums up this year for us.
A 4 out of 10.
4 out of 10.
Hard quiz. It's such a hard quiz. Hard quiz. It's such a hard quiz.
So, we were going to do Secret Santa, and I forgot.
And I don't like you all that much.
Yeah, so we didn't think about actually bringing each other stuff. So instead, I read an article about the worst football gifts that we've got on the market for this year.
So these are things advertised or branded by professional teams?
Yes, on the club shops for Premier League teams.
So high quality,
high price merchandise.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We're going to start a classic, a hammer with the West Ham logo on it.
An actual hammer.
Just an actual hammer, yeah, with the West Ham. It just says Hammers on it, on the handle, and there's a little West Ham badge.
Right, so you don't forget what it is.
This is Hammer.
Hammers.
And there's also a screwdriver with Hammers written on it. To confuse everyone. We're just whacking things. Going around whacking things with a little, like, set square or something. It says Hammers on it.
So how much would that set one back?
Well, that in the West Ham shop says it's about £20, which is not too bad for a big hammer.
A big hammer?
Well, it's quite a big hammer. It's got a, what they call a ball peen hammer? Is that a thing? Which one's a ball peen hammer? Is that the one that's, oh no, it's a claw hammer, isn't it? It's got like the claw on the back to take screws.
Yeah, the one with the claw is a claw hammer.
What's a ball peen hammer then?
It's got the one with the ball peen.
It's got a rude bit on the back. Liverpool are selling Jurgen Klopp masks for £3, and they're bloody terrifying, is what they are.
For got Halloween,
little,
is this?
Little, yeah, they've left them on there, and they're little eye holes so that you can see out, but it just looks like he's a scary alien, Jurgen Klopp, which is not far off.
If you take away his eyes, his smile looks crazy.
His smile looks a little bit crazy anyway. Yeah. He's very white, very, very white teeth, doesn't he? Big old smile. Burnley, Liverpool's Klopp mask, only £3.
Oh, well, I'd take them all.
It's made
take
out of cardboard, so I could make it myself.
Oh.
Get a printer and you make as
made
many as you want.
Made out of cardboard, that should be free on the back of a pack
be
of cereal.
Giving them out for Liverpool home games.
<They're> probably, to scare the opposition. Yeah,
so they don't do that because they scare their own players. He's everywhere. He's all around us. We can't escape. Boys, boys. And they'd be like kicking their ways out. Burnley are offering a musical pen in Burnley colours. I don't know what song it plays.
Burnley, what? Burnley.
That's not a song as much as a sort of tribal chant. They don't have like a song that's kind of linked with Burnley, do they? I don't think.
Not that I know.
Blowing bubbles or...
Maybe it's just like jeers and chants about other teams. You're too fat to referee.
We all hate Preston. La 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 la. Cardiff. Now, this is a great one. Cardiff have got a little comforter. So, you know what babies have? A little blanket for a baby in the shape of their mascot. And I'm going to put a picture of this on the website because it's terrifying. I wouldn't give this to a baby. I'm going to show you right now.
What is that?
Look at his eyes. It's terrified.
And, like, the rest of it is like some sort of death skirt.
Yeah, he doesn't look happy about whatever's going on in his life. Look how sad he is.
Oh my.
Poor little Cardiff baby.
But a comforter is exactly what the Cardiff fans need right now.
Ooh!
Satire.
Christmas satire. They do say team... Well, they're not bottom, are they? Fulham are bottom, aren't they?
Yeah.
So teams who are bottom at Christmas always stay up. No, that's not what they say.
Teams are bottom for Christmas... get shit in their stocking.
Yeah.
It's
and they don't get any Christmas presents either. They get shit in their stockings after they see the Klopp mask, won't they? How about a Leicester City tape measure? Would you like that?
Oh, to go with my Hammer's hammer.
Yeah, exactly. You're getting a full toolkit here.
A full Premier League
Premier League toolkit. £8 for a Leicester City tape measure.
It's not bad, as long as it's good quality.
Yeah, it looks fairly good quality. Sort of like I don't know. What's a good quality? Devolt?
I don't know. Good, goes really
goes
far.
Goes ping when you... goes really far. Like 20 metres long. Can't see the end of it. Huddersfield will sell you a rubber duck family.
Is a duck their symbol?
I don't think so. There's just like a family of Huddersfield branded rubber ducks for £8. There's three of them. So good value.
£8.
Good value though, £8. Three rubber ducks. You can have them all floating around like different bit in formations.
In your little bath.
If you buy about four packs, then you can have a full formation, can't you? And a manager.
In your bath.
A manager up on the side.
Go on, lads.
Oh, put the clock mask on the manager one. Terrify the bath. All the water will try and get out. Spurs will sell you a doormat that says home sweet home, which is ironic because they haven't got a home at the moment, isn't it? £15 for that, for a doormat.
Does it even say Spurs on it?
It's got a Spurs logo as well.
Oh, okay.
But who wants that? No one. Last thing, an Everton toffee jar to put all your Everton mints in. It's a little bit on the nose, isn't it, that one? A little bit obvious. £25 for that as well. Who the bloody hell uses a toffee jar in this day and age? Who has so much toffee that they need a jar for it? Put my Werther's Originals in it. creepy. So, which one of those do you want as your Secret Santa gift?
I would like the creepy Cardiff comforter, please.
Well, I've got it on order, so that's lucky, isn't it?
Team of the week.
Team of the week this week is Backseat Coaches. That's us. Do you remember? That's us, Ben.
About time.
About bloody time. I've been waiting.
I've been putting our name in the hat as a nomination for weeks.
Weeks and weeks. Eventually, we've voted for ourselves, haven't we? I've got a little space on my...
Eventually, the hat is empty.
There's only one left in it. I've got a little space on the mantelpiece for the trophy that we send out to everyone who gets Team of the Week.
Yep, true story.
Yeah. I don't know why we're Team of the Week, really.
Because it's incredibly narcissistic to do a podcast.
It is a little bit, isn't it? Yeah.
So why wouldn't we put ourselves as Team of the Week?
Christmas, isn't it? If Christmas is about one thing, it's narcissism. That's
it's the only present you're getting. So.
Mean.
Team of the Week.
Funny story this week is Carlton out of Fresh Prince trying to trademark his dance moves. Or he's trying to sue people for nicking his dance moves.
Fairly sure he stole it off me anyway.
Well, I've seen you dance and I don't think anyone could have done the same. Yeah, so he's suing Fortnite, a computer game, for nicking his dance, and 2K Sports as well for putting it in the NBA 2K game, which is where the sports bit comes in.
Do this as a...
Who is he?
Who's picking Carlton as their team in a sports game?
He's quite short, isn't he? Did you ever see that episode where he plays basketball?
Yeah.
And Will's just like scoring all the points. And Carlton's crying on the sidelines.
Not dancing in that, was he?
Not dancing there, is he? Yeah, he's not really a sportsman. But I'm not sure whether you should be allowed to trademark dance moves or to copyright dance moves. What do you think?
I imagine Michael Jackson hasn't he?
Possibly. The moonwalk.
Yeah.
But can you stop people from doing it? Surely.
Every time they do it, you have to pay a little...
They have to pay royalties.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you can do it if you're not making any money from it. Because how would they pay then?
Yeah.
But Take Two... is it Take Two? No. Fortnite.
How do you monetize it?
In Fortnite?
As in, how do you say... You've used my dance move, so I want X percentage of the revenue you got from using that
dance move. Well, yeah. So, like, if you just used it in a show, how would they possibly be able to do that? Like, if you steal someone's music, there's very set rules, isn't there? But for Fortnite, it'd be very easy because I think it's a paid download.
Oh.
So, you can just reap a percentage of that paid download, I guess. I don't know.
I don't think you should be able to.
No, it seems like... Did he come up with it even? Yeah, probably. He must have come up with it himself.
Yeah, on the show.
He made it his own, yeah. Apparently, you can trademark dance moves. I was reading, but I mean, it's in America and you can do anything in America. Can't you sue over anything?
Can you trademark, like, your gait? Like, how you walk?
How you walk, yeah. So no one else is allowed to walk. Hey. One foot in front of the other. Hey.
Walking to work.
Pay me. Give me a percentage of your wage for the day. Have a great week.
Emma got pushed over twice in netball, but won by loads. So
by loads of pushes over. So that question has destroyed you, hasn't it? You just go around pushing everyone over.
Champion!
Where's everyone gone?
Championess, championess.
Just going over stuffed up knees. Frowny faces.
And what was the score in the netball? Netball?
What's the score? How do you score? I don't know.
I got pushed over twice and won by loads. I got a cup and everything.
I did a wee in it. Funny story. Oh, do you want me to lead it?
I think you are.
Too late now, isn't it? Because I'm fucking gonna.
Funny story, isn't it?
Bitch. I'll sue you. Stealing my line.
My bit.
Do you want to read it? You can.
No, you go.
Okay.
Funny story.
We're having fun, aren't we? Christmas fun.
You got a cut with this shit. It's going to make your job really difficult to make noises in the background.
Just fart. Fart constantly on mic. You got me.
Say the line.
It's getting silly this week. Okay. Funny story this week. You can't interrupt me now, can you, motherfucker? Funny story. Keeping that in. Thanks for listening, everyone, and sticking through to the end. I'm sure there's many of you still left at this point.
Sounds like thanks for persevering.
thanks for sticking with us on this one, guys. It is a hard one. I know it was a hard slog. but if for whatever reason you enjoyed it, and I don't know why you would, but you can find more episodes at backseatcoaches.co.uk
and follow us on Facebook for all the latest news and episodes.
That's right. You can follow us on Twitter at backseatcoaches. That's for all sorts of fun stuff on there.
And if you're tech savvy and you have the iTunes,
if you're an Apple slave, that's what you mean.
Please leave us a 5-star review.
Yes, please. And the more you can do, the better. If you can tell someone as well that about the episode, and like, don't tell them the bad bits, just tell them the good bits, okay?
And that's not even going to take you very long.
It's 5 seconds out of your day. Come on.